oh man, like I'm about to like vomit. Anyways,
then do it outside of my car, please.
I can't because we're on the move. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Ride of the Morning. The Ride of the Morning with the Tathaniel and the Chris Daniel.
That works. That's fun.
It's a lovely morning Monday. Hold on, let's try that again. It's a lovely morning. Fuck it. It's a lovely morning Monday. And it is about 50 degrees outside. It was 45 earlier. For some reason, I have my sweater on my lap. I'm not wearing it. I don't know why I made that conscious decision to not wear a sweater today. I don't know why I'm talking like this. We just got back from our nice weekend. I was definitely productive on Saturday and very unproductive yesterday on Sunday. What about you, Tate?
I was alone.
I know. What did you do?
I was alone.
What did you do in your alone time?
I watched anime and played Overwatch.
Classic.
And, you know, took care of my dogs, because I was the only one in the house. So, yep, real nice.
Well, for me, Saturday was very, very productive. I don't know why the Steve voice is coming out. The Steve persona is coming out.
What's the name of the song again?
Comics.
Got it.
By Caravan Palace.
I know. Okay, there we go.
Caravan Palace.
Shut up.
It's got the weird face.
Yeah, right. I got it. Yes, I know. It's got the pill face mounted on drugs. I get it.
Yes. So what I did on Saturday, right?
No one cares.
I mean, it's a podcast. People are listening because they do care, so hey. What did you guys do on Saturday, the weekend?
Leave a voice comment in the description below.
Video description below.
In the bi-scription, guys.
That's a birthday cake truck, anyways.
Yeah, it is. Alright,
So.
I think we should talk about...
You can't even hear the music.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want it to be, like, one volume louder. It's just meant for ambiance.
There we go.
Yeah, but then it's, like, not ambiance anymore. It's not ambiance music. It just needs to be noise. So when it's silent when we're talking, just, like, there, you know? You barely hear it.
We're constantly moving. We're in a car, too.
We're not moving right now, I can tell you that.
We're stuck behind a giant truck.
I think we should talk about...
burning rubber, huh?
I think we should talk about people who were, quote...
Abducted?
No. I think we should talk about people who were, quote, born in the wrong generation.
Oh, you want to talk about the generation argument?
I want to talk about those people. The people who are like, oh my god, this generation sucks. And I'm like... Oh man.
In what specific age group are we talking?
Literally everything. Everyone. I was talking with someone over the weekend. Because I had to go to work. Work is a thing I do. I'm concerned for that truck in front of us.
Yeah, why is that truck like bouncing like that?
I don't know. Okay.
I think it'd be safer for us to switch lanes.
I think it would too, but like there's cars behind us in the other lane. Anyway,
fuck.
I was talking with someone at work and they were buying albums for classic rock. I'm like, oh, cool. This like 16, 17 year old kid listens to classic rock. That's cool, I guess. Not a lot of people do that. And then he made the whole entire conversation like, oh my god, this generation sucks. I hate music from this generation. Oh my, it was like, oh my. I'm gonna punch this kid. So he was standing at my register for 10 minutes, holding up the line, telling me about how he was born in the wrong generation. He insisted that the 60s, 70s, 80s were better. I'm just like...
But you were born 2003, or 2002 if you're like 16 or 17.
Yeah. 2001, 2002. So, it got me thinking that people with, like, that mentality, I think, honestly, need less time to complain and, like, actually more time to do... Or, like, using all that time they use to complain to talk about or to look into, like, stuff that's actually going on in this generation, because there's some... Like, as far as music goes, especially music...
Music right now is just...
Well, I'm not saying that music right now sucks. I actually would make the opposite argument. What they play on the radio and what's most easily accessible sucks.
Yeah, they like, everything's overplayed, basically.
Well, it's not that it's overplayed. It's literally just trash quality music. Yeah. Like, the fact that people are listening to 2 minutes of just straight mumble rap, like, I understand that. That's mainstream and it sucks. It's what they play on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at, for example... Okay, I'm trying to think of a good example. I don't know if you guys know, it's like a modern rock artist, they're called the Black Keys. They release music every 3 years, I think? I don't know. And regardless, they're a pretty recent band, and I think they're still doing tours and everything. Their music is fantastic, especially if you like that kind of style of music from the 70s and 80s. It's actually really, really good. So you can't say that all of music from this generation sucks. There's definitely stuff out there, mm-hmm. just not played, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it's the same thing for everything else. Like, oh my god, game consoles these days sucks. The GameCube was the best. Okay, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Please, shut up.
Like, no one's forcing you to be a part of everything yeah. new. You make your own conscious decisions of what yeah. the fuck you want
to
do.
And also, you don't have to leave a comment in every, like, Spider-Man PS4 video where it's like, oh my god, the Spider-Man for the PS2 was so much better. Alright, you know what?
Man, you don't have to leave your useless comments on, like, an XXX fucking Temptation
video. Yeah, that
video
means you
saying,
took...
I was born in the wrong generation, this music sucks.
Literally, that doesn't mean you have to go to a... That means you're... I thought that was an ad for a second, then I realized it was just another song playing.
But also, it was the lady over there whistling her whistle, because she was telling people to stop, even though there's a red light.
There's a red light.
Man, some red light just standing in the middle of the road with a stop sign. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
They're doing the same on the other side. It's like no one. Like, yeah, people are crossing.
People aren't gonna.
It's a red
people
light.
Aren't gonna. I don't. Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Man, today's so weird. Today's so. Look, there's a.
There's a police car
in the middle of the road for literally no reason.
What's happening?
Welcome to Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, guys. Where literally everything the police does makes no absolute sense.
Dude, speaking of police doing absolute nothing, like, on Saturday when we spent the entire day, like, driving and shit, like, we went to, like, Marshall's, we went to Home Goods, we, like, drove back and forth from home to other places.
Yeah.
And there were these 3 cop cars that pulled into our neighborhood, and they just sat in the middle of the road, just sitting there, doing nothing.
Yeah,
and it was a police SUV, a normal police car, and another normal police car. Oh, at least they moved.
All right, at least they moved when we started to get there. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and, so they got there at, like, they were there at, like, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and we were like, okay, why are they just, like, sitting in the middle of the road? So then we drive off to our apartment, we drop something off, and then we leave again to go to a restaurant. We go to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
We eat there until like 7 o'clock. We get back, and those police cars are still there. And then we're like, okay. And then we try to like go home to drop off our leftovers and then drive to St. Augustine. So we drive to St. Augustine, we hang out there for like 2 hours, and then we're driving home at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We pull into the neighborhood. Those cops are still there.
Oh my god.
Just sitting against the fucking garage doors in the middle of the road.
They're just standing there, menacingly.
And like their cars were still on. Like there were police officers inside of those cars, and they were just sitting there doing nothing. There's no cops outside. There's no like house being raided. Nothing was happening. They were just sitting there.
Kinda
for like 10 hours.
Kind of reminds me of the time when I was trying to get into my house. I was coming back from, I think school, or something like that, I don't know, but there's a bunch of cop cars blocking the entrance to, you know how my, okay, so, on my street, there's 2 entrances, right? There's the first entrance, which is closer to wherever gate I came in from, and that, the cop car is literally in 2 lanes, excuse me.
Well, it's a public service assistant.
Okay, whatever, it's basically a second-rate cop. They still carry guns.
They don't know how to drive, either.
They don't know how to drive, but they carry guns, so it's a second-rate cop. Regardless, my point. So, the first entrance to my street, because it's like a little, like, circle, it connects back to the main road.
Mm-hmm.
So the first entrance to my street is all blocked by cops. Just completely blocked by cops. I'm like, yeah, what's going on here? So, because I'm trying to turn in, and literally the cop car is like, the person who's patrolling the cop car is like, you know, I don't know, man. I can't even tell you. There we go.
Wow, that was a very late lane change.
Yeah, I know, but this guy wasn't letting me over, so he kind of deserved it. Alright, yeah, so I was like, what the heck? Is there, like, a reason? Is there, like, anything going on? And she's like, I really don't know. I just kind of was told to be here. It's like, okay. So I drive down to my other entrance, and there's more cop cars. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to get to my house? Like, literally, I can't get out. And this girl policewoman was just like, sir, you can't come down here. I'm like, okay, but I need to get to my house. And she's like, oh, you need to go to the other entrance. I'm like, why do we need to go to the other entrance? I need to get to my house. So she just kind of looks at me and she says, all right, fine, I'll let you through, but don't tell anyone. As there's like four other cop cars there with what? Police in them. So I'm like, okay. So I go in, so I go to my house, and yeah. So that was that. However, we were supposed to go to a concert tonight. Actually, it's kind of funny that I wore this shirt, because this is the shirt that I got at that concert. Me and my dad were going to a concert that night. So we leave our street, the cop cars are still there. So it's just kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. So we can't go out the one entrance, so we go out the other entrance, the one that I had to go to. Mm-hmm. Like, go the second one. The one that was farther away from the entrance of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we leave, and we go to the concert. Concert was fantastic. As soon as we come back, we hear police sirens. And all of a sudden, there's like 30 cop cars at the first entrance. The one that's closer to the neighborhood entrance. They all have sirens on. There's a bunch of policemen around. Policemen and police whammons around the front of the door. And they're kind of just standing there. And it looks like something serious is going on. I'm just like, well, clearly there's something going on. Yeah, so turns out the guy. the police forces. they were raiding a house because someone was holding another person at gunpoint that happened to be their, like, mom or something like that. I don't know. It was a really weird family issue. I'm like, this ain't Alabama, so this is a first.
And this was one of your neighbors?
Yeah, this is on my street. What? One of my neighbors was holding someone else at gunpoint on my street. And mind you, we live on Retirement Lane. Literally, everyone on my street is retired. So you've got... Except for me. My parents aren't retired. We're actually some of the younger folk on my street. There's like, I want to say, three other people on my street that aren't old and retired. And you know all of them. Maybe. Probably two of them.
I know two of them?
Yeah. Alex and Grant live on our street. My street.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't know if you know a kid named Reese.
Reese Fisher?
Yeah, I know. So yeah, you know all. Those are the guys that are not retired on our... on our little road. Everyone else is just really old, really cranky, and apparently like old people at gunpoint. You never know. Yeah, so that was an interesting excursion.
And the police in St. John's County are weird.
Yeah, but you need to block off the whole street. So apparently that whole entire raid went on to like 3 and 4 in the morning or something crazy like that. So yeah, that was fun. I was asleep by then.
Anyways, back to that generation gap argument.
We're just going to jump back and forth between topics today. Anyway, yeah. So, the people who are, like, leaving all the comments are like, oh my god, music this today sucks. Literally, you're spending time to go to a modern music video, right? Then watch it. Then comment on it, saying how it sucks. And how all music this generation sucks.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't understand. Is like, why do people take their time to do that?
Why take the time when you could just go to a good music video, like one that came out for Queen or something like that, if that's your thing, and leave a comment and say, this music is good. Which is time better spent, in my opinion, if you are going to do, like, if you must leave a comment on the video or anything. I don't know.
Do you leave comments on videos?
Sometimes.
Because I don't, ever.
It's more of a thing, like, if it's someone, like, I'm religiously, like, subscribed to, I watch other videos, if it's more of, like, that thing, then yeah, I'll do it. Like, for example, there's this one Smash YouTuber, his name is Ouija the God, he's fantastic. He doesn't exclusively do Smash, he does Nintendo stuff, generally. He's got some other, he did Overwatch videos for a while, too, and other things. So that, but yeah, I'm part of his Discord. I'm pretty active in, like, his little community that he's got going on. I actually think I had to leave his Discord, though, with my old account, because it got hacked, so I haven't rejoined with my new one. But yeah, so that whole thing was, I leave comments on his videos sometimes. They're generally pretty funny. So, I mean, if it's stuff like that, then yeah, I'll do it.
Because, like, I always see people posting comments and stuff like that, but to me it's just like, some YouTubers that you watch don't even read their comments, so like, what's the point? And like, you're just kind of like putting it out there for others to read, but then they don't care?
Yeah.
I mean, if you make something funny enough, or like something that is like wholesome enough, people will like it and be like, ah, it's a good comment.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's just like, what is the point? I don't really see it.
Well, yeah, I only do it if, like, I know the creator is going to read, all the comments. Like, obviously someone, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a bigger YouTuber. I don't know. That isn't, like, really involved in their community, who, like, obviously just doesn't read.
Ali A.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I've never watched any of his videos.
I don't watch his videos either.
But, yeah, probably a bigger YouTuber like that. Of course, I've never, like, actually seen his videos, so...
the YouTubers that, like, do it for money.
Yeah.
For a fact, they don't read anything.
Yeah, that's like, true.
People who are, like, held back by companies and shit.
Or the fact that, like Smosh, I know for a fact, none of those Smosh YouTubes.
Well, it's because Smosh got bought out by a shitty company.
Even before that, though, when they were popular, I don't think they ever really read the comments.
I think they did. I think that's how they got some of their video ideas, I think. I don't know.
Not any ones that I can think of. I don't know. I was not a big fan of Smosh back then. Never really was a big fan of Smosh. But you never know.
I was a fan for like a few months and then I kind of gave up.
I watched like one of their videos and I'm pretty sure it was when they were bought by that company. And I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. And then I literally never watched Smosh ever again. It was like one of their like the games where it's like four of them and they sit down and play a board game. I don't know. It was that series. I'm like, oh, that's a cool board game, actually, because I didn't even, like, it didn't even pop up my recommended. It actually showed up on my friend's recommended. He watched it. He said, oh, that's a cool board game. Watch this video. We're going to go get it now. I'm like, okay.
There's a channel called Funhouse that I watch, which is a bunch of, like, grown-ass adults that, like, they do gameplays, but their videos are more like a podcast with gameplay in front of it.
I think I know what you're talking about.
They always, like, talk about, like, really stupid shit, and they make so many, like, funny scenarios, but they read their comments, because they literally make videos based off their comments. Like, they have people, like, type up a comment about, like, what would you do in this scenario, or, like, if you're able to be one person, who would you be, or whatever. Like, they read comments and then, like, react to them and make, like, literal podcasts and, like, 1-hour videos about them.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that, like, they know what they're doing, and they like it, and they make good videos off of it.
But,
like,
we would read our comments, but unfortunately, Anchor doesn't allow us to do that.
We don't get any comments.
We don't get comments. We get one audio message left by Scott the Duck.
Yeah, Scott the Duck leaves one voice. I haven't even read it yet.
Yeah, I haven't read it either. It's probably Scott being Scott, and it's just not going to be good.
It's probably just...
If anyone else besides Scott wants to leave an audio message, we'll be more than happy to listen to it. But Scott, if you're leaving an audio message, you're probably going to go and listen to.
If I play on it, it's probably just gonna be Scott saying, hey, y'all gonna get on, like, Minecraft later tonight?
Probably something like that. I don't know, something random. I feel like I could see him doing something like that.
Something super irrelevant. It's, like, not even relating to the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys do the assignment for MCR last night?
Yeah, something stupid like that. Hey, Tate, what did you do in marine bio yesterday? Dude, I don't know!
We're making a podcast.
You think I pay attention to the marine bio, dude?
We also strayed off that generation topic again.
I don't even care at this point. I'm too tired to think. I just kind of wanted to talk today. I didn't even really want to think about a topic. I just kind of wanted to sit down and talk about whatever, you know. It's kind of one of those days.
Actually, speaking of talking about whatever, have you seen that? Did you see that photo that I posted of the gingerbread house that I made?
No, I didn't. I saw the picture of all the bananas in that dog pool with the dog. I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. That was Emily. I think she posted last night. She posted that last night.
Yeah.
But, last week we went to Trader Joe's, and Trader Joe's was like, yo, it's the holiday seasons, so let's release our own gingerbread houses.
Okay.
And so, they released their own kind of, like, natural, organic fucking... What is this guy doing? Why did he just, like, switch lanes and go back?
I do not know.
Anyways, they released their own gingerbread house making kit, and we were, like, shopping, and I was like, hey, Mom, why don't we get this? I haven't built a gingerbread house in, like, 12 years. Why not?
I think I've only built a gingerbread house, like, once.
Yeah, I built one only once, but it was a Publix brand one, so it was, like, everything was, like, super artificial and disgusting. Yeah. And I ate the entire thing in one day, I think. But, this one, I was just kind of like, I haven't built one of these in so long. This is probably going to be fun. No. Essentially, you open up the package. It's like a giant triangle.
Yeah, right.
And you open it up, and there's, like, some natural candy stuff in there. And then you got, like, these giant, like, soft gingerbread pieces. But, like, these gingerbread pieces are so weird, because they don't turn solid and then, like...
break off. Like, they don't get brittle.
Yeah, they're constantly soft, which makes it kind of like weird. Because I've been eating it, and now it makes me sick every time I eat it, and it's not even finished yet. And you have to make your own icing. So they give you a giant packet of powdered sugar, and then the instructions tell you mix with one egg white and either lemon juice or vinegar. And I was like, okay. So I get an egg white. I take the yolk from it. I put the powdered sugar in the egg white. And I start mixing it together. And I'm like, okay, how much lemon juice or vinegar do I put in this? And it doesn't specify. It just says put it in. And I was like, okay. So I take lemon juice because we had it in the fridge. And it was just the closest thing that
just
I could grab.
Just sounds better than vinegar to put in that too.
Yeah. And I put a few drops in there, and I'm like, I don't know how much I need to put in here. So I just put a few more, and then it's just like, alright, whatever. I mix it together, and it's like this weird milky white substance. And they give you this like weird plastic bag.
Oh yeah, with a little nozzle on the end to like
You pour that shit in there, and you kinda like mix it up, and then you have to like screw on the top, because the top is just a giant open hole. And then you have to, like, use scissors to chop off the end to get, like, a little nozzle. And so when you look at the photo that they put on the front of the box for the gingerbread house, you see, like, perfect white icing that's, like, so well done, like, so nicely, like, curved and stuff like that all over the front and all over the house or whatever. And I'm like, all right, this is gonna be fairly easy. No. So the way you start off with the framework, right, is that you have the flat base, the foundation, and it's got five holes in it. There's, like, four that are, like, next to each other, and then there's, like, one that's kind of just, like, parallel to everything, just kind of, like, just sitting there.
Yeah.
And apparently that hole you have to put a gingerbread Christmas tree into, and, I hate the Christmas tree, because I couldn't shove it in, because the way you do this is that you have to fill those holes with the icing.
Yeah.
So I filled all of them, and I put the tree in. But the tree has, like, this tiny little stub where it's supposed to go into the icing and then stick.
Yeah.
But the stub is so small, like, the bottom of the tree is just, like, it hits the foundation, so that little stub can't get inside. So, it just kept falling over, and I was like, what the fuck do I do with this? And I just ate half of it, and I, like, stuck it sideways into the hole. And I was like, okay, this is not working, so I ate the rest of it. And I noticed that the icing that I put into the holes was leaking out of the bottom.
Oh my god.
It started, like, leaking out of the sides. And luckily I had it on, I had it on this, like, little white piece of, like, flat part that the box came with. So it didn't leak all over my desk or whatever. And, so I filled the other four holes, and I'm, like, I'm pressing the foundation down just to make sure that the icing doesn't get out.
Yeah.
And then I start putting in the two pieces that go in. And, like, the house is built kind of like a pyramid, like a triangle.
It's a teepee. It's the house of my people.
Exactly.
It's a gingerbread teepee. It's for the, aboriginal gingerbread man.
It's like for the... It's
matching,
like,
skin color, too. I'm sorry, go on.
These two triangle pieces have the stubs on the bottom too.
Yeah.
So I crammed them into the holes. And I'm trying to get them to stay up. But this icing takes like 30 minutes to dry and for you to like keep something in place.
Yeah.
So I put this thing up and it was falling down. And I was like, what the fuck? How do I do this? And so I kept putting the pieces in, and I had to sit there for 30 minutes holding these pieces down so that they wouldn't fall.
You should play Siege while holding the pieces in. And if you drop one of the pieces, the video ends.
I was in a Discord call with Carson, Scott, and Will.
You should have been playing Siege, and you should have been holding the gingerbread pieces with one hand, playing Siege with the other, and if you die in Siege, the video ends.
But Will wanted to play Siege, but then I told him I was building a gingerbread house, and he was like, what the fuck?
What we should do is, instead of doing a podcast on Friday, we should go over to someone's house and make a gingerbread house, film it, and put it on a YouTube channel.
Just like an hour-long video of us building a gingerbread house, not having a clue what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Just break it up into parts. Or just, like, edit it so it's, like, 15 minutes long or something like that. I don't know.
We all have our own gingerbread house kit, and we all try to build a gingerbread house as fast as we can.
God, speedrunning gingerbread houses. That's what I would do. I would just take the icing and slap it together and make a little teepee.
You just, like, you slap the icing, it goes everywhere, and everyone's like, alright, well, Tate lost. He's already the first one out.
God.
There's like icing all over you, and then we start putting like candy on you, and you're like, I'm the gingerbread house now.
I'm the gingerbread man.
Anyways.
I'd be okay with doing that instead of our usual Friday podcast.
I'm not gonna be here on Friday.
Where are you gonna be on Friday?
Home.
That's what I'm saying. Because no one's gonna be... I'm not gonna be here on Friday either.
I mean,
I don't have a seventh period.
Everyone else is, except for... No, Grant's gonna be here, I think. I don't know. So everyone else is gonna be here because everyone has a seventh period exam, but I don't.
I don't either, remember? I have a...
I know, because you're gay. Sorry.
You're not wrong. But then again, you're also wrong, so...
No, I don't know. I think on Friday I'm gonna be hanging out with some college friendos.
Oh, sad.
In St. Augustine.
So I'm gonna be alone.
But that's a maybe, because maybe one of them won't be able to because of her mom. Anyways.
Your mom.
So this gingerbread house. So I figured, okay, these two pieces aren't sticking up, so I'm gonna put the roof pieces on to see if that can keep it in place. So I do that, and it does. It sticks in place. And so I leave this out for, like, 2 days so that it could, like, dry and that I can actually, like, continue building. And the icing did dry. It did turn into icing. And I was like, all right, so now time to put on the decorations and stuff. I started putting on the decorations, but they kept falling off. And I was like, what the fuck do I do then? And so there was also this, like, small bag of, like, tiny little sugar beads or something. Like, all these colorful beads that you put on it. And I just started, like, dumping that all over that house. I got those beads, like, everywhere. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And basically, they also gave you these, like, four or five little, like, characters that are made of just, like, hard sugar.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, like, glue them to the front of the house. They wouldn't stay up. One of them was one of them was missing legs. So I shoved her into that one hole where the Christmas tree was supposed to be, and it looked like she was drowning in a quicksand pit. And then, one of the other people, I had to stick them in front of the house, and so I just kind of, like, shoved their legs into the gingerbread so that they would stay in, but they kept slowly popping back out, and they fell over, And then the last guy, I just put against the wall of the house, and then I just put, like, icing all over him, and I was like, just stay up, just stay up. And there was a dog, and I just put the dog on the side of the roof. Because I had no idea where to put the dog. But,
No! The dog goes on the ground. So what'd you do with, like, the other characters? You just...
That was the characters. Okay. I ate the character drowning in quicksand because I was just like, she's going to be in a hole. I don't know what to do with her. And then I just kind of like threw everything else on there. Like, I took the icing and I just sprayed it all over the house. I just put it on the front. I put it on the sides. I put it on the roof.
Someone was a little happy making this gingerbread house.
Oh, dude. And then I threw all the candy on it. I just put it all over. I put the gummies on the side of the roof. I put, like, a gummy in front of the house. I put, like, the M&Ms, like, in the same spot on the roof. And I just dumped all these, like, little tiny sugar beads all over. I did all that, like, random shit. And then I took a photo of it. And I sent it in... I put it in Discord.
You should make it the title or the
It's probably video card. It's probably going to be the image for this
podcast today.
Image
for this podcast.
But I put it in Discord, and then Emily was like, I think someone, she was like, Christian, can you explain?
Can you
explain yourself? What's going on with that house?
Someone has to explain the fact that you made a gingerbread house just very poorly.
Yeah, everyone was messaging me on Discord. They were like, what's going on with this house?
Just listen to tomorrow's podcast.
Yeah, and basically... When you look at it, it looks like someone got a little bit too happy and then just kind of, like, got, you know, excited. Because when I took the photo, I realized the icing placement and how it looked. And it looked really weird. And I was like, oh, that looked gross. I don't know if I want to eat this now.
Hence why every time you see homemade icing, someone gets a little sick.
I need to show you the photo of it. It's so disgusting.
God.
But yeah, then after I finished that house,
is it just, like, drizzled all over the place?
Yeah.
Kinda? Oh, God.
I drizzled it all over the characters, too. I ate the dog on the side of the house.
No!
I ate, like, half the roof.
So you're Asian now?
Yeah.
Because you ate the dog on the side of the house. All right, that's enough. That's enough from us. I'm done. I don't even want to go into school today.
18-year-old doesn't know how to build a gingerbread house.
Hey, look, it's Grant and Adam.
Grant just fell into the car.
Okay. Alrighty. Anyways, that's enough from us.
This is exam week, too.
It's exam week. Alright. Yay. So there's gonna be no podcast from us on Friday.
I like how your glasses are already fogging up right now.
There's gonna be no podcast from us on Friday because Chris is gonna be a little bitch and stay home.
Because I don't have an exam, I have no reason to come to school.
So he's being a little bitch and staying home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.